朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
大家早。
Good morning, everybody.
很快我们宣教的年会到今天最后一次了。
This is the last day of the mission conference.
在头一天晚上，我和大家分享思想一个问题。
The first evening I share with you a question.
就是我们需要在每一个时代，每一个个人重新对差传有认识。
That is, in every generation, each individual has to have an understanding about mission.
而神也在各个时代兴起不同的人，开创许多宣教的工作。
And then in each generation, God has raised up different people to start evangelism work.
我想福音的意象借着神的话语建立在神儿女心中。
The vision of mission through God's word has been built up upon God's children's hearts.
这就成为教会侍奉的动力。
And this is the moving force of service in the church.
昨天晚上我们思想的题目就是中国教会在这些年来，在两百年的中间接受福音之后。
Yesterday evening, the message was about the Chinese church in the past 200 years after they received the gospel.
我们对于差传的反应跟参与。
And the participation and our response to the mission work.
在那里我们讲了一个非常重要的原则，就是教会是一个训练的工厂。
Here we talked about a very important principle that the church is a training ground.
我们重新看见差传的需要不仅是从教会开始。
Once again, we see the need of mission work not only started from the church,
也是可以说教会存在的目的。
And this is the reason why the church.
差传的认识会帮助教会有健全正常的发展。
A healthy understanding of the mission work will help the church to have a healthy growth.
从一个正常健康的教会所出来的神的儿女。
Children of God that came from a healthy church.
更有机会在装备上面得的完全，而能够进入差传的工厂。
Would have the opportunity to get equipped and to enter the mission field.
所以这两件事情，教会跟宣教是不可分的关系。
Relationship that you cannot separate between the church and mission work.
并且我们也看见，在这个两百年中国教会接受福音之后。
Again, we saw that in the 200 years after the gospel came to the Chinese church.
中国的教会正在逐渐负起差传的责任。
The Chinese churches have already started taking the responsibility of mission work.
今天早晨我要和大家一同分享的，就是在二十一世纪，在未来的世代中间，我们应该可以看得见我们的参与。
Today, I'd like to share with you in the 21st century the kind of mission work that we should participate in.
刚才我们陈弟兄读的经文讲到《使徒行传》第八章那里。
Bill just read to us on Acts.
第八章那里特别提到一件事情，因为斯提凡的事件，教会大遭逼迫。
From Acts chapter 8, we saw that the early churches were persecuted.
在人看来，逼迫不是一件好事。
According to a common viewpoint, persecution is not a good thing.
尤其逼迫对于宣传福音、福音的宣扬跟扩大，绝对不是一件好事。
We look upon persecution as a bad deal when you want to expand the work of the ministry.
因为不仅信主的人给逼迫残害甚至杀死。
Not only the people who wanted to evangelize get killed.
基督徒的数目是往下减少了。
The number of Christians went downhill.
那些没有信主的人看见基督徒遭受逼迫，有什么原因叫他们相信主呢？
Those people are non-believers. They saw that the Christians were being persecuted. Why would they want to believe?
所以对养的事，对于信仰的事，许多人裹足不前。
So for the belief, they did not want to step forward.
但是我们忽略一件事情。
But one thing that we have missed.
就是神超过人理性所做的工作。
God works in mysterious ways.
在第八章第四节告诉我们说，那些分散的人往各处去传道。
In Acts chapter 8, it tells us that those people that were persecuted went out all over the, scattered all over the place.
这句话我们事实上并没有详细解释。
Well, they have not explained in detail what this meant.
因为这句话的答案在《使徒行传》十一章第十九节。
Because the answer to this statement is in Acts chapter 11, verse 9.
或者说这句话更深刻的解释在第十一章十九节。
There's more detailed explanation of this statement is in Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
我们也可以说从第八章第四节以后先讲到腓力的工作。
From chapter 8, we talked about the work of Philip.
但是在十一章十九节那里继续讲到整个教会圣徒们的工作。
But then in chapter 11, verse 19, it talked about the entire church, the work of all the apostles.
所以我们要看看这里讲的是什么。
So let's see what this talked about.
大家跟我一起打开使徒行传十一章十九节，大家来看一看。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
那里说那些因斯提凡的事遭患难四散的门徒直走到腓尼基和基比路并安提阿。
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这是一个相当大的逼迫。
You know that they have been suffering from great persecution.
他们在一个地方不能存身，不能立足，一直往前走，四散走到安提阿这个地方。
They could not stay in the one place that they were persecuted, and they went to Antioch.
他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
They could not give the gospel to other people. They could only tell the message to the Jews.
二十节告诉我们，在内中有基比路和以古利奈人。
In verse 20, it tells us that some of the men from Cyprus and Cyrene.
他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。
When they went to Antioch, they began to speak to the Greeks about Jesus Christ.
这里讲到他们不仅向犹太人传福音，也开始跨越文化，向希利尼人，就是希腊人传福音。
Here it told us that they have crossed the culture. Not only would they bring the message to the Jews, they were bringing the message to the Greeks.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里一件非常奇妙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see something miraculous has happened here.
人口的移动是福音传扬一个重要的因素。
Because of the movement, the mobility of the population is an important point when the gospel spreads.
我们可以明白，当宣教士他们奉着主的命令，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，一圈圈往外走所产生的影响力。
We can see the effect of the apostles when they started from Jerusalem, they went to Judea, Samaria, until the ends of the world.
这是有计划的人口移动。
And this is a planned population mobility.
但是这里所说的逼迫却是一个在计划之外非计划性的人口移动。
But this persecution is not in their plan to be mobile.
如果我们相信神的主权，我们要说这是在神计划中间人口的移动。
If we believe in the authority of God, we know that this is in God's plan. God planned it to have this mobility.
我们知道中国教会的成长在过去五十年中间超乎人想象之外。
We understood that the growth of the Chinese church is beyond anybody could imagine in the last 50 years.
在刚才我们主日学的时候，我有一点机会介绍远东广播公司的工作。
So during this adult Sunday school, I had an opportunity to introduce to you the work of the Far East Broadcasting Company.
我不是说我们远东做了所有福音人口增加的工作。
I'm not saying that we have done the work of all the population growth in China.
因为我们不是这样的无知，把所有的荣耀归给自己。
Because we're not that ignorant that we want to take the credit for everything.
但是在梁嘉玲教授他研究中国教会农村成长的这本书里面。
But when Professor Leung, when he was studying about the growth of the Chinese villages,
他发现一件特别的事情。
He realized a very important point.
就是五十年代基督徒人口的确减到最少。
He said that in the 50s, the number of Christians actually is really at a minimum.
在60年代和70年代，人口增加的基督徒人口增加也有限。
In the 60s and the 70s, the number of Christians increase is very limited also.
但是到了80年代，忽然一下蓬勃的增长。
But then in the 80s, they saw a jump.
所以他在这个研究工作中要发现为什么增长的原因。
So when they were doing this research, they want to search for the reason of the jump.
我们不相信一夜之间人口会突然增加那么快。
We did not believe that overnight the populations had increased that tremendously.
一定有相当的因素在其中。
There must be certain reasons for it.
当然因为记录资料的缺乏，我们只能猜测几种原因。
Because of lack of a complete statistical records, we can only guesstimate on why the reasons are.
其中第一个原因，当然大部分人都知道，可能是在逼迫之后剩下残余的人口，残余的基督徒人数。
One reason that we could that we could talk about is after the persecution, there were only a very few Christians that were left.
在宣教的工厂上面，在福音传播上有一句名言。
In the mission field, there is a very famous saying.
就是宣教士的血。
Evangelism is
产生了福音的果子，产生福音的花朵。
Evangelism with
martyrdom of the
martyrdom of evangelism leads to the growth of.
所以我们相信，刚才我们说有人受了逼迫。
The persecution that we just talked about.
但是斯蒂凡他受逼迫，所以刚强站住。
Stephen, when he was persecuted, he stood firm.
我相信一定对保罗也有相当程度的震撼。
I believe that this has influenced Paul to a certain extent.
许多人这样的坚决的为主寻道，是使旁边看着的人重新思想他们生命的价值。
We've seen that a lot of Christians martyred for the Lord. The people who watched this around them, they thought about it, about the value of it.
许多人坚持信仰，不惜寻道，叫旁边看着的人重新思想他们信仰的内容和它的真实意义。
Because of the martyrdom of some Christians, the people that are around them would rethink about the belief of these Christians.
而剩下的基督徒也得到坚固。
And the remainder of the Christians also became firmer.
我们有许多的故事讲到那些在里面受逼迫的基督徒，他们勇敢为主做见证，愿意寻道的心态。
We have a lot of anecdotes about these Christians that are willing to lay down their lives to become martyrs for the sake of the Lord.
当然，也许也有相当不少的人因着逼迫，他们放弃信仰，他们软弱跌倒。
Of course, there are other Christians that have stumbled and have fallen because of persecution.
从神恩典来讲，他们有神还怜悯他们，让他们有重新回头或者恢复信仰的机会。
Because of the grace of the Lord, God has compassion on them. They would have an opportunity to come back to the Lord.
从福音的纯度上面来讲，
from the purity of the gospel,
那些剩下的人也特别为着福音做了更坚决的表示。
Those people that are remaining after the persecution, they have stood firm and become more in their faith.
他们成为更清楚、更有力量的福音种子。
They are stronger as seeds of the gospel.
这是我们所以了解第一个福音成长的原因。
And this is the first point that we have to understand about the growth of the gospel.
第二个原因可能没有人想到的。
The second reason maybe nobody has guessed about.
就是这里讲到逼迫的时候人口的大流动。
And this is the because of persecution, population became very mobile.
你知道我们中国人是一个安土重迁的民族。
You know that the Chinese culture likes to stay put in one area.
所以就着某一个意义来讲，今天我们到美国都不是真正中国人的心态。
In other words, when we come over to this country, it's not what Chinese people like to do.
中国人是安土重迁的。
Chinese people like to stay in one spot.
很多人一辈子生下来没有离开他家乡五十里范围之内过。
A lot of people from birth to death have not left where they were born more than 50 miles.
但是中国政府在这五十年中间做了一些特别的事情。
But the Chinese government has done something very unique in the past 50 years.
就是土地改革。
And they have done reform on the land.
除了土地改革之外，就开始很多知识青年下乡的运动。
And because of the land reform, they also started movements of these educated youth back to the countryside.
我的父亲前几年回到中国大陆。
My father went back to visit mainland China a few years ago.
他遇见许多老朋友。
He met a lot of his old friends.
他们看起来非常苍老。
And they looked very, very aged.
而且非常忧郁，好像人生价值观很没有意义的样子。
And they also looked very worried, and they thought that there was not much meaning in their lives.
因为他们曾经被赶下过牛棚。
Because they have been chased into the cowsheds.
当然，很多的人对于这些事情是不以为然的。
But other people would not think much about this.
可是对于基督徒来讲，这又不一样。
However, as Christians, we need to look at this from a different point of view.
我们基督徒永远身上带着福音的使命。
We carry the mission of the gospel all the time.
而且我们对每件事的看法永远是积极的。
And we always have a positive viewpoint at everything.
因为相信神是绝对掌权，并且神有他的旨意。
Because we believe in God's authority and we believe that God's will prevails.
甚至当我们遭受患难逼迫的时候，还能欢欢喜喜，因为相信神的旨意在其中。
Whether we encounter suffering and persecution, we are still joyous because we know God's will is in it.
你知道福音在中国从马里尊开始传扬。
You know that the gospel started enter China through Morrison.
一直到五口通商。
Until the trade opening up for China for trade.
福音大部分都在沿海一带。
The gospel is always around the sea coast coastline.
虽然到了戴德生的时候，他有一个意向要往内地传福音，所以成立了内地会，中国福音内地会。
Even though Hudson Taylor, he wanted to bring the gospel into inland China, and he started an inland mission to China.
真正在内地，在内陆建造的教会很少很少。
But there were very few in between the inland Chinese churches.
更不要说是在乡村、农村地方建立教会。
And even rarer in the Chinese villages.
在五十年代或者四十年代的时候，也有一些教会看见这样需要，发动移民运动。
In the 40s and the 50s, some Chinese churches saw this kind of need and they started a movement.
他们希望移民到内陆去，到新疆，到边远的地方去。
And they wanted to move to the inland of China, to Xinjiang, to some of the inland areas.
但是只是少数的教会。
And this is only a very few minority of the churches.
但在中国政府的统治之下。
But under the rule of the Chinese government,
大规模的移民。
Massive movement of the Chinese population.
这是今年下乡。
Just like going back, down to the villages.
到处串联。串联。红卫兵串联。专门名词。
The Chinese Red Guards.
他们人口的流动移动性非常高。
The mobility of these population became very, very high.
当然，这许多其中许多人并不是基督徒。
Of course, a lot of them are not Christians that were being moved.
但是基督徒随着信圣经的榜样，随着主耶稣基督教训，他们随走随传。
But the Christians, because of the example of Jesus Christ, because of the teaching of the Bible, wherever they went, they preached the gospel.
这当中人口流动所带来的福音果效，没有人能够估计，也没有政治统治的数字。
Because of the movement, you cannot because of this kind of population movement, you cannot estimate the fruit of the gospel being spread out.
我们不能够真正知道有多少的人是因为外来的人传福音给他们而得救的。
We cannot estimate how many people received the gospel because of this outward people coming into the community.
但是我们也不能知道有多少人因为离乡背景的缘故，他脱离了原来的所有支持他的生活系统，而有一个特别的需要在心里面。
And we could not, again, we could not also estimate how many of these people, because they have to leave behind their support system that they're familiar with and go to a new place.
你知道人离乡背景，他原来所有的亲戚朋友都看不见了。
When you leave your familiar environment, you are leaving behind your relatives, your friends.
他会特别觉得孤单无助。
And you will feel very lonesome and you're helpless.
圣经里有这样一个榜样。
And the Bible gave us a story like this.
如果你看使徒行传，看见有一个人保罗传福音，他的对象的名字叫做吕底亚。
You see one, somebody that Paul preached the gospel to, her name is Lydia.
这个妇人是在腓立比得救的。
This woman received the gospel, was saved in Philippi.
但是她是推拉推拉的人。推拉推拉，推拉推拉。
Oh, but he's from
Tyrus. 你知道他从亚洲到了欧洲。
You know that he went from Asia to Europe.
这个人他不背景什么不知道，可能跟犹太人有关系。
We don't know much about her background. Maybe she has something to do with the Jews.
因为她有一些犹太教的背景。
Because she has some background from the Jewish tradition.
我们从她的背景看见，这是一个生活不容易的环境。
From her background, we see that she was not living too well.
因为这个吕底亚的妇人，她是卖紫色布匹的。
Because this person Lydia, she sells a cloth, purple cloth.
等到她信了主以后，她又告诉保罗说：“如果你相信我是真信主的，请你到我家里来。”
After she accepted the Lord, she invited Paul to her house.
所以我相信这个妇人还维持着她家里的经济的需要。
We know that this woman also supported her family financially.
圣经里没有告诉我们她丈夫是做什么，在什么地方。
The Bible did not tell us what her husband was doing and where he was residing.
可能这个是单亲的一个母亲，单亲。
Maybe she was a single mother.
我们不知道她是怎么样背景。
We do not know much about her background.
但是这许许多多的环境压在一起。
But under all the environmental pressures on her,
包括各样文化的冲击。
Including all the different cultures,
语言的冲击。
All the conflicts in different languages,
社交圈的冲击。
All the social pressures.
我知道我为什么特别提到社交圈呢？
Why do I include the social pressures?
因为紫色布匹是一个特别的行业。
Because selling purple cloth is a special trade.
紫色在当时是一个尊贵的颜色。
The purple color was a very esteemed color in those days.
不是任何人都可以穿得起的。
Not ordinary people could afford it.
所以他所经营的事业，他所看见的是一个是一个所接触的范围是一个非常这个高的一个社会阶级。
So the social circle that she moves around in is the upper crux of the society.
她可能没有机会跟君王、跟城各种诸侯见面。
Maybe she had opportunity to meet with all the kings and the rulers.
我想她所接触的范围都是那些高官富户的用家里的佣人、使女、婢女跟他们接触。
And maybe she would only have the opportunity to meet with the servants of these wealthy families.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我是不是把吕底亚的背景跟你们描述得很清楚
？I'm not sure if I could describe clearly about Lydia to you.
也许在你周围，你可以想象有一个人正像吕底亚。
Look around yourself. Maybe somebody is just like Lydia.
也许你说我就是吕底亚。
Maybe you say I'm just like Lydia.
所以你懂得吕底亚的心情。
So you appreciate how she felt.
在这个环境里面，她有个特别的需要。她在安息的时候去河边，在那里敬拜神。
In her circumstance, she has special needs and she worshipped the Lord.
正好保罗到了那里。
And when she went by the water, Paul also was there.
保罗一传福音，她就得救了，信主了。
Paul preached the gospel to her, and she accepted, and she became a believer.
我不晓得 Lydia 如果还留在推亚推拉，她会不会那样容易信主
？I don't know if Lydia had stayed in Tyre, whether or not she would accept the Lord so easily.
我不知道她如果没有生活的挣扎，她是不是特别不是不会容易信主
？I don't know if she did not have this kind of struggle for her livelihood, would she accept the Lord so easily?
她如果没有一个向上力争上游、力争上游的这种沮丧、挣扎。
If she did not have to struggle to go higher and higher,
upward mobile.
If she did not want to be upwardly mobile,
这是我们今天所讲的话，力争上游叫做 upward mobile.
This is what we are saying, upward mobility.
我不晓得她是不会那样容易信主。
I'm not sure if she would accept the Lord so readily.
但是我想今天我们每个人都知道，今天离乡背景所给我们造成的压力。
But I know that all of us would appreciate leaving our hometown gives us a lot of pressure.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是能想象在那些年，下乡知青下乡或者再教育这些情形所给人造成心理上的压力
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you appreciated those people that had to move down into the villages and had to be re-educated. What kind of mentality they had?
我相信有一定的比例是因为这样环境的改变。而接受福音的。
I believe there is a proportion of the people because of the changes in their environment, they accepted the gospel.
当然，远东广播公司在这个几十年中间，也许提供了一部分真理上面的帮助。
Of course, the Far East Broadcasting Company during those years, maybe they have given them some help in the truth.
让他们能够有真理的依据而相信福音。
Because they have given them the truth, then they can grasp on the truth and believe in the gospel.
在梁教授所写的书里面，他并不能完全分析教会成长的原因。
In Professor Lang's book, he could not analyze clearly why the church was growing.
却给我们看见一幅图画，是神特别的作为。
But he painted a picture, and we see God's hands in it.
尤其是八零年代改革开放以后，许多从国外的人回去探亲。
Especially after the 80s, when the country was open, overseas Chinese could go back to China for visitation.
其中也有许多基督徒带着福音的使命回去向他们的家人传扬。
And there were a lot of Christians, they brought back the mission of the gospel to preach to their relatives and families.
我也有很好的朋友，他回到他的原来的故乡。
I have a very good friend, he went back to his hometown.
他是在美国这里。是一个石油探勘师。
And he worked as a petroleum looking for gasoline in this country.
他是一个读地球物理的一个学者。
He studies geology of the world.
他本来就是借着工作的方便，各处在世界各地走动的时候，常常在各地传扬福音。
Because of his work, he gets to travel around the world, and he used this opportunity to bring the gospel with him.
许多人他有福音恩赐，许多人也听了他传讲耶稣而信主。
Because he has this gift of preaching the gospel, a lot of people believe in the Lord because of his work.
最近几年他回到他的家乡的时候，中国政府把产业还给他。
In the last few years, when he went back to China, the Chinese government returned to him his properties.
他的父亲因为年纪大了，不能回去认领，就派儿子去认领。
Because his father was elderly, he could not go back to China to receive this property, so the son went in his stead.
所以回去的时候，乡下，他在回到乡下，他得了相当大的欢迎。
So when he went back to his hometown, he received a big reception.
他回去看看他的祖产，他家里的产业。
And he went and inspected his properties.
他就把它重新修造。
And he kind of repaired his properties.
然后为了庆祝新下落成。
And in order to celebrate that the refurbishment of this old home,
把全乡村的人都请来，几百几千，不晓得多少人。
He invited everybody in the village. I don't know how many people, maybe hundreds of thousands.
你知道他把他们请来做什么？
Why did he invite all of them?
他开了三天福音聚会。
He had gospel meetings for 3 days.
当然，他是外面来的，而且是政府欢迎他回来的。他做见证传福音的时候，也没有人干涉他。
Of course, he was welcomed back by the Chinese government, and he was invited back by the Chinese government. When he held these gospel meetings, nobody could oppose him.
像这样大规模传福音的人，我相信不是很多。
Well, I believe that there are not too many occasions that we can hold such large-scale meetings.
但是个人传福音多得不得了。
But a lot of opportunities for individual evangelism.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是一些非常复杂的因素，造成中国教会这几年在80年代蓬勃成长的原因。
So these are part of the complicated elements and reasons why the exponential growth of the Chinese church in the 80s.
我们也不能够用这些方法一定的重复在世界各地做福音的工作。
And we probably could not repeat the same way and to evangelize the rest of the world.
可是在刚才我们读的经节跟这些事情的发展中间有一个关联。
But one thing about it is that we have read the scripture and some of the points that we have just said.
就是福音的大使命说什么？
What is the Great Commission?
福音的大使命第一个说你们要去。
The Great Commission says you have to go.
去的方法有很多种。
There are many different ways of going.
人口的流动，不管是出于什么原因，都是福音的机会。
Population mobility, no matter what reason, is an opportunity for the gospel to flow out.
所以今天我们这么方便，交通这么方便。
So nowadays we have such good transportational means.
而且我相信这里有许许多多的人往中国大陆去。
And I believe a lot of us also have opportunities to go to China.
他们会成为福音的种子。
And they will become seeds of the gospel.
另外一方面，我们看见这么多中国的学者现在从一年一年就来到美国各个地方。
And at the same time, we see a lot of Chinese scholars. They come to this country.
昨天早晨我有机会参加中美这个 fellowship, 中美团契，心里非常欢喜。
Yesterday, I was very pleased to have the opportunity to go to the American Chinese fellowship meeting.
有多少人有机会在这里听见福音是以往不能想象的。
We could not have imagined how many people could have heard the gospel in this country.
一方面我相信当他们离开自己的祖国到美国这个陌生环境的时候，会对福音有一种新的接纳的倾向。
I also believe that when they come to this new country, when they're under unfamiliar circumstances, they will look upon the gospel in a different point of view and more ready to accept it.
昨天早晨我有机会靠着神的恩典带领两位弟兄姊妹们信主。
Yesterday morning, through the grace of God, I was able to lead two brothers and sisters to the Lord.
还有几位他们跟我们谈话相当的正面。
And I also have positive conversations with several other brothers and sisters.
不过也有一些顾虑。
But they also have some reservations.
因为有一位告诉我说他还是要回到中国大陆。
And one of them told me that he has to return to mainland China.
其实我对于这样的人更加有兴趣。
However, I really am interested in this particular type of people.
我总是从正面看事情。
I always look at things from the positive side.
因为我愿意从神的角度看事情。
Because I want to view everything from God's viewpoint.
正因为你可能有回去中国大陆。
Because you have the opportunity to return to China.
如果你在这里能够清楚信主，接受神的话语在你心里，将来你回去的时候是一个装备好了的宣教士。
If you can truly accept the Lord and understand the word of the Lord here, when you return to China, you are equipped to bring the gospel with you.
刚才我在主日学里面讲了一个故事。
I told you an anecdote at Sunday school time.
Not anecdote, story.
I told you a story.
听见的人不是说这里不是所有人都听见，所以可以再讲一遍。
So not everybody was at Sunday school, so I'd like to repeat it once more.
前几个月有一位姊妹从贵州来的，到远东广播公司来看我们。
A few months ago, there was a sister who came from Guizhou, China, to visit the headquarters.
她跟她的牧师讲，我一定要来远东广播公司看一看。
She told her pastor that I need to come and visit the headquarters of Five East Broadcasting Company. Why is that so?
她讲起她的故事。
And she told her story.
这个姊妹是一个知识分子，她是从前是个教是教书的，大概是个教授。
And this sister, she is an educated person. Maybe she was a professor or a teacher.
不知道为什么原因，她就落籍在贵州。
I don't know why that she moved to this place called Guizhou.
后来她的女儿到美国来留学。
And then later on, her daughter came to this country to study.
以后结婚生子，这是很自然的事情。
Well, afterwards, then she married, and then she have children. That's natural.
所以她就有机会来看望这个外孙。
And then she had the opportunity to come and visit her grandchild.
她在这里的时候，当然白天很空，就出去上街走走。
And when she came to this country, she had free time during the daytime, so she was walking around.
就遇见一位师母。
So one day she met the pastor's wife.
她就带她去教会做礼拜。
And the pastor's wife took her to church.
很快听了几次福音以后，她就信主了。
And after she listened to the gospel a few times, she was very quickly to accept the gospel.
有一年的时间，她断断续续参加聚会。
For a year's time, she occasionally came to church.
比较正常，大概有三个多月的时间。
And maybe altogether she was there for 3 months' time.
比较正常聚会。
For regular meetings, she was regularly meeting for about 3 months.
以后她就回到贵州去了。
And then afterwards, she went back to the church.
当然，她也不是很多的知识，她就想找一个教会。
And of course, she did not know too much about Bible, and she wanted to look for a church home.
后来，她的确找到一个教会。
And then later on, she found a church home.
他们约她去聚会，看看这地方破破烂烂，简直不像样。
And then when she went to this church, she said it was really run down.
大概只有二三十个人聚会。
And at the church, there were only about maybe 20, 30 people.
她一到那里就非常受欢迎。
And when she went to the church, she was really welcomed with open arms.
他们说我们为你祷告了很久了。
And they told her that we have been praying for you for a long time.
奇怪，怎么不认识就为他祷告呢？
She was really amazed. She said, "Why are you praying for me? You didn't even know me."
原来那个贵州的乡下地方非常穷，也没有知识水准，连圣经都不会念。
And that place, that local church, the people there are very, very poor, very low educational standard. They couldn't even read the Bible.
他们说我们祷告主给我们差派一位来，能够教我们读圣经的。现在你来的很好，你就是那神所差派来的。
And they were praying to the Lord to send somebody to them that can read the Bible, can teach the Bible to them. And they have sent her. They have sent you.
他说，弟兄啊，我圣经会读，我不会讲啊。
And she told them, she says, I can read the Bible, but I cannot preach.
当然，他白纸黑字中文，他程度很好，看了就可以读。
Of course, she can read the Bible. She can read the Chinese characters.
乡下人已经欢喜的不得了了。
But the villagers were really, really excited.
但是圣经怎么解释，根本他不知道。
But she did not know how to explain the Bible.
所以他也是真是没有办法，人家拉他去读圣经，他就真的去读圣经了。
So she could not help but because people needed her to read the Bible, so she went there and read the Bible to them.
有一天，他打开收音机。
One day she turned on the radio.
他转到短波电台。
And she was turning the dial around.
忽然听到一个声音。
All of a sudden she heard a song.
非常熟悉啊
！Very familiar voice。
原来是他牧师讲话。
And that was her pastor talking。
我知道这位牧师，他的话里面有相当的口音。
I know this pastor because I know that he spoke with a special accent。
所以一听就知道是牧师讲话。
So as soon as she heard it, she knew that it was her pastor。
他说：“这是我牧师讲的，我来听听看。
”Oh, she said, "This was my pastor preaching. Let me hear him talk."
原来他发现了良友广播电台的好牧人节目。
And she found a program from the Good Friend program.
他就听这个节目，听完以后，真的是他牧师。
So when she listened to this program, the Good Friend program, oh, this was her pastor preaching.
他就把整个良友电台节目都听了。
And then she heard all the other programs of this station.
因为他已经退休，所以他有八个钟头可以听电台广播。
Because she was already retired, she had 8 hours a day to listen to the radio.
凡是他听见的，他就翻版到教会去讲去。
Well, whatever she heard, she would copy and then she would preach in her church.
就这样， 他不仅自己受了装备受了造就还能够帮助别人
and in this way this man not only was herself equipped she was able to go and preach the gospel
像这些事情是我们想也没有想过的
and this is beyond what we could have imagined
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹很高兴你的收听也盼望你的来信如果你还没有相信主耶稣请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页点击永生之道理解耶稣真理今天就相信主耶稣从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福